Welcome to CyberWatch. CyberWatch is produced by Silent Breach, a leading cybersecurity firm specializing in network security and digital asset protection. CyberWatch airs weekly in 10-minute episodes and covers the latest events, technologies, and conversations from across the industry. Fighting back against ransomware in 5 steps. During the last year, 22% of businesses were forced to pause operations due to ransomware, often for days or weeks at a time. But this comes as no surprise. In just the few days it took to produce this podcast, a hospital system in Louisiana, serving 270,000 patients, the Guardian Media Company, and the Intrado Telecoms firm were all hit by crushing ransomware attacks. While this might feel like business as usual, it is often catastrophic for those impacted. What is ransomware? Ransom malware or ransomware is a malicious code or application that encrypts its victims' files, effectively shutting them out of their own network until a ransom is paid. Often, hackers will pair this with a threat to publish the data online, allowing them to both extort additional funds and attack companies, even with well-maintained backups. Ransomware was first used in the late 1980s, with ransoms being paid by snail mail, but only really took off once attackers shifted their focus from consumers to enterprises. These days, most ransoms are paid via cryptocurrency, making them extremely difficult to trace. By 2017, 35% of SMBs had reported being the victim of a ransomware attack, with ransoms averaging over $100,000. Today, nearly 80% of companies report being compromised at some point. Typically, ransomware is delivered via phishing emails, but can also be spread via USB sticks, as well as actively planted through a compromised remote desktop protocol. Here are 5 ways to defend against ransomware. Number 1. Backups. The most effective way to preemptively neutralize most ransomware threats is to maintain up-to-date and secure backups. These should be stored offline, encrypted, and, if possible, off-site. Ensure that backups are independently maintained and cannot be accessed via the infected system. Cloud-based backups are not entirely safe, as hackers will usually begin their attack by compromising and encrypting any locatable backup servers. Only restore your systems once they've been wiped clean and scanned for any remaining traces of malware. Number 2. Security software. Ensure that your antivirus, malware, EDR, and other network monitoring systems are updated and properly configured. It can be a good idea to perform periodic audits on these, as well as your cloud configurations, to make sure that your shifting attack surface remains properly defended. Identifying an infected device as early as possible is critical. This keeps the malware from spreading to other machines or systems. While EDR systems and SIEMs produce useful logs and alerts, your ability to effectively monitor and escalate incoming data will make all the difference. Partnering with an incident response team to oversee your security feed can be an affordable and effective solution for many businesses. Number 3. Security hygiene. There are a number of ways to harden your security without breaking a sweat. To start with, enable two-factor authentication wherever possible. Multi-factor authentication is still the single most efficient way of staying protected online. In general, it's a good rule of thumb to close all open ports whenever possible and closely monitor those that remain open using ASM tools to manage what the company is exposing publicly. Finally, consider limiting network access to enterprise VPN users. Number 4. Security awareness. Most ransomware attacks begin with a phishing campaign. These often take the form of spear phishing attacks, where the fraudulent sender pretends to be a trusted insider, typically from HR or IT. When hackers target high-level executives, this is called whaling. Employees at all levels should be properly trained to spot and handle any suspicious mail, links, or ads. Silent Breach trainers work with companies to conduct comprehensive phishing simulations using real-world tactics and examples. This helps organizations identify gaps and adjust their awareness campaigns accordingly. Number 5. Decryption tools. In the event that you do suffer a breach, a number of online tools and resources are available. For example, if your malware strain matches one of the many that have been successfully decrypted, you may be in luck. No more ransomware is a collaboration between law enforcement agencies and private industry, which provides dozens of malware decryption tools free of charge. Many of these tools rely on design flaws in the ransomware to break the encryption. Nowadays, hackers are better at encrypting files, and even quantum computers may not be able to help. Finally, make sure to contact your local law enforcement agency, as they can often provide additional resources and guidance. Here are the steps Quantum Armor took to interrupt an actual ransomware attack. Step 1. Launched a threat intelligence exercise by simply typing the company's URL into Quantum Armor. Quantum Armor then automatically crawled a curated list of dark web forums, data breach dumps, and open source intelligence sources to discover all the leaked credentials for the given target domain along with DNS lookalike names. Most company credentials are compromised via third-party data breaches. Therefore, Quantum Armor detects compromised credentials belonging to your company, regardless of where they've originated. Step 2. Once the credentials and DNS lookalike names were collected and validated, Quantum Armor mapped the target asset's attack surface in order to enumerate all of the servers that belong to the target. Step 3. The attack surface was then analyzed to find open ports. Step 4. Using the passwords discovered in Step 1, a password spraying attack was launched against these services in an attempt to break in. Since most users reuse similar passwords across accounts, Quantum Armor generates a much larger, more comprehensive list of potential credential pairs based on password variations commonly observed in user behavior studies. Step 5. At the same time, DNS lookalike sites were inspected to make sure that none were reproducing the same look and feel as the target website. Possible matches were flagged, indicating that a social engineering attack, also known as phishing, was being prepared. Here are 5 mitigation steps to take. Step 1. Reset all user passwords that appeared in the credential leak. Step 2. Blacklist all DNS lookalike names on the corporate firewall, effectively rendering them useless. Attempts to launch new lookalikes will automatically be flagged by Quantum Armor and similarly blacklisted. Step 3. Close all non-mission critical ports that allow credentials to be used. Step 4. Enforce two-factor authentication across all relevant assets. Step 5. Rescan the target assets to ensure that mitigation tactics have been successful. Repeat these steps for other attack vectors and continue your journey towards cybersecurity excellence. In summary, the developing threat is not only neutralized, but a robust system of layered defense is deployed to make it virtually impossible for the same attack vector to be leveled in the future. Want to learn more about how to protect your company from ransomware? Silent Breach works with organizations of all sizes to craft customized security solutions. Contact one of our experts today. Thank you for listening to CyberWatch, a Silent Breach podcast. Stay tuned for weekly 10-minute episodes. To learn more about Silent Breach, visit silentbreach.com or follow us on all your favorite social media platforms.